A pair of HTNL teams have been crowned North Coast Section champions in basketball after a big week on the courts for the local league. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including how all the HTNL playoff basketball teams fared, why it was a memorable week for Cal Poly Humboldt basketball, some big news for local MMA, and how one former South Fork High athlete is enjoying a big start to the college track and field season. But first up, two local high school teams have been crowned NCS champions in basketball. On Saturday night, the Ferndale girls and St. Bernard's boys each won their Division 6 championship games to continue their recent postseason success. The Wildcats, who were seeded number one in their bracket, welcomed Cornerstone Christian to Ferndale for a Saturday night championship showdown, and they held on late for a 53-51 win in front of a packed gymnasium, securing their second section crown in 4 years and showcasing just why they are now an NCS powerhouse. The section championship is the program's fifth all-time, which ties St. Bernard's for most ever by an HTNL girls team in basketball. All five of those championships have come in the past 13 seasons, and no other HTNL girls team can match that level of success in recent times. And they achieved it with a strong defensive team performance and an offense that did just enough to outplay a very good Cornerstone Christian team. Madison Gossie scored a team-high 15 points in the win, while teammate Michaela Ellsmore added 13 points, including 3 three-pointers, and Clara Albee chipped in 7 points. The Wildcats advanced to this week's NorCal Division 6 tournament and received the number one seed in the 8-team bracket. They opened the state playoffs on Wednesday night at home against Fall River, but lost 55-52 in an exciting overtime showdown to end their season. The Wildcats had to play without influential junior guard Tinley Pigeon, who suffered an injury in the final minute of the NCS final. They started strong and led for much of the game before a clutch three-pointer by the visitors with just 27 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter tied things up and forced overtime. The extra period was back and forth, but the Fall River girls would hit another clutch three late in overtime to secure the victory and send them on to the NorCal semi-finals. Ellsmore had a huge night and finished with a game-high 29 points, including a remarkable 9 three-pointers. The Cats closed out the season with a record of 17-10 and should be back as strong as ever next year with just one starting senior on this year's junior heavy roster. It was also a big week for the St. Bernard's boys, who also won a second NCS championship in 4 seasons. The Crusaders, who also were seeded number one in their D6 bracket, welcomed St. Vincent de Paul to Eureka for the championship game and prevailed 56-39. The win was a relatively easy one for the Crusaders, who had the game well in hand for much of the second half and led by as many as 20 points midway through the fourth quarter. 4 different St. Bernard's players finished with at least 9 points in the win, showcasing the balance on a championship team that features no seniors, including the always dangerous Liam Dyer, who scored a team-high 20 points in the win and surpassed the 1,000 career points mark. Junior Prince Latimer added 9 points, 5 rebounds and 3 steals with what could have been his best game of the year. The section title is the 6th all-time for the St. Bernard's boys, which is the most ever by any HTNL basketball program, boys or girls. After the championship win, the Crusaders received the number 3 seed for the NorCal Division 6 playoffs, and they won their tournament opener on Wednesday night, defeating Biggs 90-57 with another dominating performance. The win sets up a semi-final showdown at number 2 Stone Ridge Christian on Saturday night. Dyer scored a team-high 18 points in Wednesday's win and also had 5 rebounds, while Latimer added 14 points, 7 assists and 5 steals. Saturday night's game is set for 7 p.m. and a win will leave the Crusaders just one victory from a second NorCal title in 4 seasons. The SB boys are the last remaining HTNL team, boys or girls, still playing this season after 2 other league teams lost their NorCal openers on Tuesday night. After cruising to a 54-29 win over Fortuna in the NCS Division 3 third place game last Friday night. The St. Bernard's girls received the number 11 seed in the Division 3 bracket in the NorCal tournament, but would lose at number 6 Menlo School on Tuesday night by a score of 45-41. The loss ended a memorable season for the Little Four and Dick Nicolai tournament champions, who closed out with a record of 29-3. The Fortuna girls also qualified for the NorCal playoffs and were seeded number 14 in the Division 4 tournament, but they also fell at the first hurdle on Tuesday night, losing at number 3 Rio Linda 47-38. It was a memorable playoff run for the Huskies, who went further in the postseason than any other Fortuna girls team since 1981, and they won back-to-back road playoff games in the NCS. Elsewhere in local sports this week, the Cal Poly Humboldt men's basketball team won its CCAA tournament opener on Thursday, defeating Cal Poly Pomona 70-52 at San Marcos. The Jacks received the number 4 seed in the tournament after finishing 4th in the regular season conference standings. In local mixed martial arts news, Humboldt County's Cass Bell announced last weekend that he will make his long-awaited comeback at the Bear River Casino and Resort Fight Night on May 3rd. The 37-year-old Bell, who has fought several times at Bellator events, is 8-3 as a pro and will be fighting for the first time since November 2023. And finally this week, former South Fork Cub Chase McFarland enjoyed a record-breaking performance for College of the Redwoods track and field last weekend at Shasta. The CR sophomore set a new school record in the women's hammer with a throw of 143 feet 4 inches. And that's this week's Caymud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.